I forgot to record the little Zoom intro. Recording in progress. Zoe, help!
Recording in progress.
Well done, Zoe, filling in for AI voice, because I forgot to hit the record button on time. Oops. Hi!
Hi. Do we not just have like a clip of it that we could reuse?
I suppose I could have done that. This is easier.
Yeah.
That's one less edit I got
to
make.
The same thing with me always having to sing the news nugget thing. It's like, do we not have like a good copy of this that we could just copy and paste? Do I actually have to sing it every time? But
you know, a real radio show or podcast would actually go out and employ somebody to, you know, sing a jingle and put that into play. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, I'm a jingle for hire.
Okay.
Hit me up.
Well, no, it's got to be someone different than you or I on the show.
No one can sing the news nuggets the way I sing the news nuggets.
Well, that's absolutely true.
I'm trademarking it. It's mine. I came up with it.
When we first logged on to the call, I noticed you were nose deep in a pile of paper. Let me guess, you were going through all the bills and things and address changes, et cetera, as you get set for your big move coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, there's just some where I'm like, why do I still receive this in paper? I'm pretty sure I've told them multiple times, like, to stop sending me paper stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of them are for, like, places I need to cancel things for. And then others, it's just like, hey, while I have you to cancel this, can you please also stop sending me paper? Thanks. Like, that's such a wasteful.
But that's one of the advantages of going through a thing like a move, right? It finally forces you to make the call and push for these changes. I discovered that my credit card was compromised a while ago. Money's fine. Bank takes care of that, et cetera. But
yeah,
it's going through, you know, all the everyday things that come off the credit card and, you know, little things like some of the websites that I run, for example. I've had all these little add-ons that I don't need. I mean, I need to cancel that. It's 10 bucks here. It's 10 bucks there. Well, now you got to go back in and update your credit card information. So it's like, okay, I'm actually here. I'm finally getting, and it really adds up, these little $10, $15 things all the time. So
it does. It truly does. Yeah. So I've got a whole other stack I need to go through, and I'm just trying to, like, I guess, figure out what is possibly important for the future and then other stuff that's probably not, like, I could just get rid of it. I haven't looked at it since I received it in the mail sort of thing. So yeah, it's a struggle, but luckily there's a shred bin at work, so I'll just be bringing all of it there to be shredded. I don't have to shred it myself, so.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Today, it's mainly cloudy with a high of 16 degrees. At the end of the afternoon, some sunny breaks. Also, the chances of shower, light rain, or drizzle are growing. At night, a low of 7 degrees. Expect better weather tomorrow. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Mother's Day is coming up less than 2 weeks. Y'all set for Mother's Day?
I have to still call the salon and hopefully get an appointment, but I'll be taking my mom and my grandmother for pedicures. So fingers crossed.
Oh, okay. I saw a story yesterday.
Oh,
this may be of interest. How would you like to really get fancy and take mom and Granny Moo and yourself for pedicures in downtown Toronto? Like, make a whole girls' weekend out of it.
Yeah, so it's actually my mom's mom, so that's Nanny. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we want to go all the way to Toronto, but
are
maybe.
You sure?
I don't know. Depends on what the offer is.
Well, this place is giving you a 20% discount. Here's the condition. This is actually making international headlines. It's so crazy. And I don't suggest for a second you and your mom and especially either of your grandmothers do this, but there's a salon in Toronto offering 20% off, provided you let them take pictures of your feet so they can post them on the internet. It seems they have a little bit of a side hustle going.
See, that's kind of like 20%. Are you kidding me? Like, I should at least get 50 or more. Like, I don't know how much money you're going to make off
you.
Of my feet photos.
Good,
like,
for you.
20? That's barely taxes. Like, no. And also, I've got a weird second toe, and I'm sure there's some weird fetish out there where someone would like that.
100%.
So I would like to keep the profits on that for myself. Thank you very much.
If I remember correctly, the idea you have for that business or that OnlyFans, etc., is Toey 101?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Anyway, just the minute you brought that up, I'm kind of like, oh, I read a thing yesterday. Isn't that crazy? But they're marketing it well. They say it's an opportunity for people who want to dip their toe into the world of foot fetish to explore how they actually feel about it being online, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, I think the side hustle's making like $5 million a year. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. Like, and you're gonna
better than 20%
off. No, forget it. No.
All right. Well, maybe you'll consider this. This is another option if you're looking for something a little different to get mom or grandma for Mother's Day. And just so you know, this company's 100% legit. They were on Shark Tank recently. They are selling a potato. And nothing says I love you, Mom, quite like the gift of a potato. With a 130-character limit, you can write whatever you want on the potato. And for a couple of extra bucks, you can even have your photo put on the potato. It comes in a lovely gift box. Shipped worldwide, Zoe. Europe, UK, USA, Canada.
I think any mom would prefer to have one of those mom necklaces over a potato, and most moms don't want that mom necklace, just by the way.
What's the like, mom necklace?
Like, every jewelry store you see is like, okay. Mother's Day, get all your right. mom this piece of jewelry, and it just says like mom or mama, or she hears her name a million times a day. All right, she does not need it on her chest as she goes anywhere. Get her a diamond tennis necklace or tennis bracelet, anything. Just don't select the one that says mom or mommy or anything on it. Like, they don't want it. Okay. Not even if you wrap it around a potato. Okay.
You know what makes me especially proud of this?
What?
We managed to do an entire jewelry store pitch without bringing up Spence Diamonds.
I'm sure they've got a deal too on mom's necklaces and an ad to go with it. What do you think mom would want for Mother's Day? Not that, Steve.
Dude, I'm seeing some crazy new uses for technology. AI, of course, is all the conversation. One of the things that I came across the other day, this is an actual thing. An AI chatbot that will calculate when you're going to die.
I feel like, I don't know, I've been watching this new show on Netflix called Dead Boy Detectives, and one of the girls gets like a magic eight ball that's supposed to tell you when to die. And it like just says on the thing, it just keeps saying to her like, outcome not great. And she's like, what does that mean? Like, you know, I feel like that's what it would come up with me, is the most like ominous, non-descriptive answer. Yeah. And I'm just like walking around petrified for the rest of my life.
Stuff like that freaks me out too. I had a dream like many moons ago, decades ago. I had a dream where I was hit by a dump truck. And for the longest time, I walked through life every time I'd see a dump truck living in fear that my, you know, my time was done. And no, it's just a dream. If you're interested in the when am I going to die calculator, by the way, the chatbot waiting for you now at a website called Life, the number 2, VEC, V-E-C. Life, the number 2, V-E-C. AI is also in play on a website right now where you can confess to an AI chatbot known as Father Justin. Yes, you can confess your sins to an AI chatbot known as Father Justin. You can also get all kinds of biblical advice from this AI chatbot. You know who doesn't like that?
Pierre Polyev?
Not where I was going. No. The Catholic Church, not big on it. In fact, they've already weighed in on it, and the chatbot is no longer going by Father Justin, simply Justin.
Oh, well, I would have called it the non-tattlebot, but that's just me.
Non-tattlebot. I love that. My favorite new piece of technology, and I know you're with me on this one, girl. In New York City, there is now an app where you can track the ice cream truck.
Oh, that actually is really funny, because softball is starting up next week for me. And at one of our games, like, there's an ice cream truck that goes around the neighborhood, but for one of our games, it just stayed parked.
Yeah.
A half hour with the music on repeat blaring. And it's like, could you not just turn the music down?
Wait. Like, wait. Is it the same ice cream truck that grows through this neighborhood? Like, there's like four schools at the end of my street. And at the end of the school day, this guy's not stupid. He's sitting right out there. So every kid walks out of the school, Mom, Mom, the ice cream man, Mom. And there's a lineup. But he, like, the music that plays off this ice cream truck, I think it's like Christmas music. And it's the same song over and over and over again. It's crazy.
It might have been a Christmas song, but it just, after a certain point, like, we were like, which direction do we need to hit this ball to hit that ice cream truck speaker? Because we were so over it.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. When you have a challenging day, or if you make a mistake, try your best to stay positive and focus on what can be learned rather than playing that negative tape over and over and over again in your head. In fact, maintaining an optimistic outlook helps you overcome challenges in a more effective way. You need to treat every mistake as a stepping stone to greater knowledge. As a result, this positive approach will encourage within you a growth mindset and self-awareness, which is so important for continuous personal and professional development. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
If I'm not mistaken, you're a morning person, right? Like, you get up and you're like right to the gym and woo!
Usually, yeah. I don't know what's been going on with me the past month or so. I don't know if I'm just like not getting enough sleep or I'm not like getting a good quality sleep, but I've been having a real hard time for the last couple weeks.
Well, you're stressed right now, right? Like, you're in the middle of moving and...
Yeah, like there's a lot going on in my life. So I think that also could be a cause of it.
But typically you get up fairly easily in the morning. You're pretty excited to get going on the day, right?
Yeah, I try my best to, but yeah, just this past month has just been... Oof.
Mornings and I have never been friends. I love to sleep and sleep and sleep. And you know, whether it's a day off or not. And I mean, it's been a struggle for me the last little while, too, because I've taken on other duties. I've got a bunch of radio stations I'm doing a show for. I've got this show, etc. So I got to start my day. I got to be up at 5:45 and into the studio and go, 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 go. And I've been not doing well with it. So I reached out to a friend of mine the other day who's really good at the morning stuff. This is one of those people who the first thing they do in the morning is they put their feet on the floor, they ground themselves, they do a little morning meditation, and then rise. You know, so it's but it's magnificent, and I marvel at it. So here's
I marvel at how low their bed is.
Why? Because you can't touch the floor from your bed?
Not if I'm like sitting properly on it, no.
Oh.
My bed's very tall off the ground. I like to make Xena work to get into my bed.
I see little doggy stares in your future. Anyway, these are some helpful tips. If you're not a morning person, listener, hopefully these help. These are the first thing you do in the morning. All right. They make a significant impact on the rest of your day. So are you that person who gets up in the morning and you are repeatedly hitting the snooze button?
This past month, yes.
I hit it and then hit it again and hit it again over and over and over again. Apparently, repeatedly hitting the snooze button actually teaches our brain to procrastinate waking up. You're basically giving yourself permission every single time that you sleep past the alarm to do that again and again and again and again and again. So you got to retrain yourself, apparently. That first alarm, get up. Get up. You just got to get it through your head. You got to do that. And of course, most people use their phones as their alarm. This says, do not check your phone immediately. So turn the alarm off, phone down, feet on the floor kind of thing. Keep the TV off for the same reason. You're overstimulating yourself and typically with negativity right out of the gate.
Oh, okay. Mr. Handsome uses an old school like alarm clock and he keeps his phone plugged in downstairs.
See, I think people who use that actually have a better wake up routine.
I just find the light, like the number, like just annoying.
So turn it away from you.
Well, I ask him to. He doesn't always do it.
Well, he'll learn. You're moving into them soon enough. He will learn how this works.
I have to deal with his fans. He's got all these fans.
Oh, no. Oh, he's a fanboy.
Oh, my God. I wish he was my just like fanboy, but no, just a fan of fans. And I'm like, can I have a window open? I like to listen to the birds chirping. He's like, no, I hate that.
I can't begrudge that, though, because for me, I was always listening to the radio at night. I fall asleep and I listen to radio shows. And Sue likes the TV on. The TV drives me insane. The radio drives her insane. So we've all got our
Fair
thing.
Enough.
Yeah. When you get up in the morning, refined sugar? No. Bad. Bad.
I'm good for that. That's good.
Skipping breakfast is also bad for you. I think we all know that. Mom has drilled that through our heads. I worked with a trainer some time ago, several years ago. I had really good success working with Ashley as well. And one of the first things that she made me do is get up in the morning and drink warm water. Not coffee. See, these days, coffee's the first thing I drink.
Mm-hmm.
Water, because you're dehydrated in the morning. So try some water. And rushing to get ready, they say that's one of the worst things you can do. It puts you into panic mode the minute you get up. So hopefully, if you put some of those into practice, your next few mornings should be just that much better. All right, I know you're busy. I know you're in the middle of moving. But what are you doing next Tuesday night? I'd love to have your company at No Force Given for comedy night. I really would. And I'll tell you why.
Sure.
America's Got Talent, a little while ago, featured mm-hmm. an Ottawa guy by the name of Aaron Belisle. If you're not familiar with Aaron Belisle, first off, outrageously funny. Aaron is unable to speak. I want to say he's got cerebral palsy, but anyway, he's got... you know, a condition. It's difficult for him to walk. And he's got a lovely dog that assists him as well. Aaron, his whole comedy routine, he does it on his phone and then it outputs a voice to a speaker that he's got on his belt. And he works the crowd and will ask questions, interact, and then he's got a reply for you. And I know you hate the, you know, please hold finger. You know, the wait a minute finger. I learned it yesterday, by the way, listener. I did that to Zoe. Never again. Anyway, but he'll do that. And he's just got this great smile on his face, right? Like, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. And then he just, whatever he types into his phone comes out the speaker and it just absolutely slays. Anyway, we found out last night, Aaron Belisle, if you have been watching America's Got Talent, is supposed to be part of the lineup Tuesday at No Forks Given. And that is a free show. You do not want to miss that.
Okay, I will do my absolute best to be there. It'd be wonderful to see him. I do start softball next week, so I might be tired Tuesday because I have it on Mondays.
And I've already booked you for next Wednesday, too. Queenswood Carleton Hospital. Yeah, you and I have been invited. An old high school friend of mine, that's OL, by the way, OL apostrophe, not the same as OLD. Two very different things. A still very young friend of mine. From my high school days, Kathy works at the Queenswick Carlton Hospital, and I guess Wednesday is a day where the doctors and the admin staff are thanking the nurses with like free coffee as they end their shift and go home and as they come into work. And they've asked you and I, Zoe, if we could be there with some tunes, with a microphone, help out, hand out some of the coffee. That's the best gig ever.
Yeah, I'm super pumped for it. It's like, there's nothing like doing like some charity work, but also mixing in what you enjoy doing for fun. So.
Absolutely. So we get to introduce them to you and I. We get to introduce them to BTR, etc., coffee, etc. So we're going to be breaking in on the morning show a little bit on Wednesday. I think it's safe to say that because I'm keeping you from work a little early in the morning. Thank you to your boss, by the way, for recognizing that you want to do this. And it's not like you're going to be super late for work, like maybe 15, 20 minutes, but still late is late. And with your boss's blessing, they're like, go do this. So I'm not going to take lunchtime next Wednesday and do the podcast. We'll skip out of that. So you get us Wednesday morning instead. So,
yes. Yeah. Yay.
Last segment on the show today. The last segment on the show. Sort of kind of quiet. Tulip Festival gets in her way, I guess, this weekend. They got a drone show this year instead of fireworks. No music this year because cutbacks. They say get there early because the weather kind of dictates that the tulips will probably, you know, be in full bloom now. And the next couple of weeks are kind of touch and go. It's kind of like our winterlude. Spring version.
Okay. Because I was going to say maybe don't do marketing for the Tulip Festival.
No, I leave that to
not a promotion if I've ever heard.
Leave that to Kimothy Walker and to Joe. They do a great job doing it. They don't need my help. I'm just letting you know, listener, the Tulip Festival's on this weekend. The big news in town today, of course, being a public service town, is the fact that public service workers are going to be mandated back to the office for 3 days a week instead of 2 days a week currently. You know who's happiest about that?
Me, because suckers, join the club.
Stop. Regular golfers, members at golf clubs, retirees who can't get onto the golf course because of all the public service workers who, you know, are taking a sick day. Anyway, shall we end things with, oh, yeah, let's do this. Probably the best joke I've had in a long time. Most of my radio shows, I call this the groan for the ride home.
Oh.
Nobody's really riding home right now, so it's just, we'll just call it the unabashedly bad joke of the day.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't think you are, though. Here we go. It's made funnier, by the way, when you play that music, just so you know.
Oh.
Trust me, I'm a professional. All right, without further ado. Hey, Zoe.
Yes?
What sounds like a sneeze and is made of leather?
I don't know. What?
A shoe!
That counts as a joke.
Oh, stop. You're dying inside laughing. I know you are.
I'm dying.
All right, you want
inside.
You want a bonus?
Yep. For other reasons.
I got another one. I got yesterday's joke.
Okay.
How do you tell a kebab to be quiet?
You stab Milky in the throat with it.
Took me a minute to get that.
Yes, inside joke. Deep cut. Sorry, everyone.
You just killed the joke, too. Like, how do I deliver the punchline after that?
You sound like all the bullies I went to school with.
Yes, I had a kebab last week, and I ate it off the stick, and I poked myself in the back of the throat, and it didn't hurt until you mentioned it. Now it's all I feel. So, let me circle back and ask again.
Okay.
You buzzkill. How do you tell a kebab to be quiet?
I don't know how.
You say, shush, kebab. I got more.
No, that's fine.
Okay, well then do your thing. Get us out of here.
I want the rest of my May to be a good time. And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.